Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I like Sess. He's brought my score down from 121 to 120. Pete Bedell, chief league writer from the Courier Mail. He's the big cheese there. He's absolutely on top of it.
He's built like a two iron.
That small club I picked up on the course today.
Yep.
That little kids one.
Yep.
But Pete, it's been ages since we've spoken to you, mate. Happy New Year.
G'day, boys. Happy New Year. I'm smaller than a two iron, boys. I think it's something, a putt-putt golf course. I belong on there.
What's the worst?
A pitching wedge, perhaps.
What's the worst you've shot on a course?
Oh, guys, I'm a dead set hacker. I stick to running, not golf. I'm hopeless. So yeah. I don't think I could even complete nine holes.
So, Pete, big night tonight with the season kicking off. We're getting our listeners to tell us what they're excited about from this weekend. What game, what player, what matchup. Over this weekend, the first round, what are you looking forward to? I was just saying earlier on, I can't wait to see a 17th team kickoff. So what about you?
Yeah, well, you were a Titans foundation man, Sats. Of course, you were part of the first team that came in at the Titans there in 2007. And what a day that was at Suncorp Stadium, 40,000 people. Chris Walker scored the first try. What a day that was. But no, for me, I'm looking forward to the Broncos and the Panthers on Friday night. I just think it's going to be a fascinating year for the Broncos. I think they're going to be a huge narrative in this season. It's always a case of there's rarely middle ground with the Bronx. They're either boom or bust, and they're such a big brand that everyone takes an interest in them. And I can't wait to see Adam Reynolds go up against Nathan Cleary, the old stalwart against the masterful young apprentice. And I just think it's a big season for guys at the Broncos like Reece Walsh, who will play the following week. He's got a busted cheekbone. But young guys like Dean Mariner on the rise, Herbie Farnworth, who's just signed with the Dolphins. So I like the look of the Bronx this year. I think they're a top six team potentially. And I want to see if Penrith can make it a hat-trick. I think they can win three in a row this year.
On the Dolphins, I don't want to hang around it too long because I also want to talk about some Sydney clubs. Sats proclaimed that it's the worst recruitment he's seen in NRL history.
Oh, don't keep bringing it up.
You wrote an article about it, Pete. I thought you could have hit him a lot harder, by the way.
I thought he's quite balanced, actually.
Yeah, Pete. I thought you could have smashed him, Pete.
I think he looked after me.
He did. He's certainly did.
I haven't heard the word balanced with my reporting for some time, but thanks for that. No, look, they're always going to do a tough one, aren't they, guys? I mean, I think they probably deserved another year to come into the comp, to build, to get, be given 2 years to get their roster together. But look, here they are. It's going to be a tough call for them over a 27-round season. It's going to be arduous. And if they get injuries, I think they're in a lot of trouble. But I don't think they'll come last, guys. I really don't. I think they've got enough premiership winners in their team and a pretty strong forward pack. They've got hard heads there. If they stay fit, I think they won't come last.
Hey, Pete, have we got an official CBA agreement yet? We are kicking off tonight. Has someone at NRL headquarters and the RLPA pulled their fingers out and got the deal done?
No, drags on, boys. It's the most boring topic of all time, isn't it? Look, I spoke to Peter Valandis just 2 days ago. He said they're not there yet, but I'm told that they're down a handful of items now, only minor issues. The major stuff's been sorted out. The money's palatable. The players are happy with the conditions there. There's just a few minor things to sort out around retirement funds and the women's component. But the CBA will be done in the near future, and there will be the first $1 billion deal for the code, which is great for the players.
We saw the rise of the Cowboys last year. They're outstanding. They had so many points in them, but just a great core group of players as well, and found some young players that came through and played a lot of NRL as well. Pete, do you think they can maybe go a little bit closer this year after the experience of 2022?
Yeah, you said they'd come last. You bagged them.
Here we go again.
Well, we're going to preview them.
Yeah, well, it's like the reverse psychology thing. You don't understand it.
No, I just think you change with the wind, mate. No. That's what it is.
No.
Yeah, oh, look, guys, I think it's going to be a fascinating season. I mean, they're now the hunt of the Cowboys. And I said to you last year, Sats, when I went to their launch, that I thought they'd be the big improvers. I still didn't think they'd make the finals, and they did that. That was a wonderful year. But now that they're seen as a genuine premiership contender, look, they've got all the they've got the perfect fusion of experience and youth and talent to be a contender. I don't know if they can win the comp. I think it's a huge ask again. But they made the preliminary final last year, and the only way is up is really if they make a grand final. Can they make a grand final? It's a big call, but they've certainly got the belief this year. They've got the combination. So I think they're top four material again, and then if they make the top four, well, they're a real contender, yeah. Aren't they, from there? Mm.
He upsets his good mate, Toddy Payton, last year, Sats, and he refused to come on the show all year. The players used it as motivation with teams alleged journalists.
He mustn't have done many interviews last year, Toddy Payton, because half the rugby league landscape were tipping the same thing.
Yes. Anyway, email from Toddy Payton during the week says, "Gents, more than happy to come on when Sats pays up on the bet he made with Bomber Bedell. $100 until I get photo proof Sats and your show. Until I get photo proof Sats and your show are blacklisted. So you must pay Pete up. He's a struggling little Aussie battler from Maroubra. Mm. So you've got to pay him up, mate. When will you pay him up?
He won't get his money.
You've got to. You made a bet with him.
I don't want him on the show, Toddy Payton. So I don't have to pay the money then.
But you made a bet. You've got to pay Pete. Pete, you remember the bet, don't you?
I do. Look, I think I'll be getting the money in Monopoly money. Look, I'll accept that. I'll take Monopoly notes. So I'll put out a call to the great Todd Payton. Pato, end the feud, mate. The Cold War's over. Sats will pay me in Monopoly money, and you must come on the show from this day forward. Round two, you're on, Pato. It's over to you.
There you go. If you could do that to
I
help
talk
us
to him when we come on. When
he doesn't want to talk to you,
I don't
want
to talk to him.
He wants to talk to Matt Rogers. He said, "I'll only come on when Matt Rogers and Woogie."
Well, Matt Rogers has got them coming as the runners up this year, so he probably won't talk to him either. Hey, now, Pete, you've got some breaking news about Jason Taumalolo.
Yeah, speaking of the Cowboys, guys, a major development. I broke this online just earlier, but he's been given the green light by the Cowboys to launch his boxing career. So he has signed a contract to take part in an amateur fight at the end of the rugby league season. So he's not defecting to boxing altogether. He'll be still staying at the Cowboys, which is good news. But he's always been interested in fighting. He fancies himself as a boxer. And a couple of years ago, guys, you may remember there was a fight night in Townsville where Josh Papali took part, Junior Paulo was there, Ben Hannett fought, Justin Hodges fought. So there's plans in place for another fight night later in the year after the NRL Grand Final. And Jason Taumalolo has been given approval by the Cowboys to take part in that event. It's not finalised yet. They're still putting together some names. But one certainty is that if he's fit, if he avoids injury, Jason Taumalolo will put on the gloves and jump in the ring. A heavyweight blockbuster awaits.
Who's going to be that stupid to take him on?
Maybe frightening looking across the ring.
Incredible. I got a text here.
I reckon. What about Hodjo boys?
You said amateur. You'll only do it for coin, right? Which I wouldn't blame him, by the way. Mm-hmm. Hey, Paul on the text, Pete, has said, funny hearing Pete give PVL's version of the CBA negotiations, all the major items sorted, only some small things left, the retirement fund, then women's game, the two major items. Are they still not sorted?
What does he refer to in terms of major items?
The women's game and the retirement fund.
Well, the retirement fund, in terms of, we're talking financial components, so it's obviously not, if a retirement fund isn't as great a basket or financial silo as the actual salary cap and funding for the players' wages. So it's obviously it's an important part of the CBA, but I'm told that that's been pretty much sorted. There's just some minor things around terms and conditions and whatnot. So I don't think it's an insurmountable problem. And I've also spoken to Clint Newton from the RLPA, and he's got a similar sentiment to PVL. So I think there's goodwill on both sides to now get this done. It was quite explosive a couple of months ago, but I think tensions have eased, and I think there will be a resolution in the coming weeks.
The retirement fund is a discussion that can continue to be ongoing. It doesn't need to be done yesterday. Everything else can be signed off on. The retirement fund can be ongoing. That's my belief anyway.
Rightio, Paul. Paul, I hope that answers your question. Pete, quickly before we let you go, What moment, what game, what matchup are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Guys, in terms of individuals, I want to see Isaiah Katoa at the Dolphins on Sunday. I think this is a huge baptism of fire for a 19-year-old. He was playing Jersey Flag football 12 months ago for the Panthers, even less than that, maybe 6 months ago. He's now in an NRL debut against the Roosters, Suncorp Stadium, 30,000 to 40,000 people. He's got enormous talent, and I'll be excited to see how he handles it because he could be one of the real superstars of the game moving forward, and this could be the first step in a great journey. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he handles the baptism against the Chooks.
We haven't heard any sort of projected ticket sales with that big game at Suncorp on Sunday. Pete, have you heard what sort of figure they're looking at?
Yes, that's, I spoke to Terry Reader, the Dolphins CEO, today actually about this. I was curious myself, and he said they're tracking at about 30,000 to 40,000 at the moment. So
good.
It's great to hear that, and I hope that maybe there'll be a bit of a walk up crowd. If it's a nice sunny day, we might even get above 40. I think there were 42,000 for the Titans' first game in 2007. So hopefully we can match that and really celebrate a good special day for the Dolphins.
That's a big Dolphins turn up, considering the Roosters only get 1,200 to a home game in Sydney. that's pretty impressive. So what'd it be, 50 Rooster supporters at the game on Sunday? Any chance to dig, Pete? Go the Bunnies. Mate, great to chat to you.
Oh, you'd love them.
Oh, yeah,
don't I? 2035 forever. 2035 forever, boys. Go the Bra boys.
He's got that tattooed across his chest. He's tiny little chest. Pete, we love you, mate. We love you. Enjoy the footy tonight, mate.
I love it. Oh, we love this game, don't we, guys? Enjoy it, and good luck to all the listeners. Enjoy your team's performances. Can't wait.